In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado Governor Jared Polis announced today that the state is adjusting the COVID-19 dial that counties use to alert residents about the virus. Polis, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, and top lawmakers announced the new rules that apply to Denver and other counties, which they did not name. The temporary new restrictions will ban dining inside restaurants, though takeout and delivery will still be available, and will limit capacity in gyms to 10%. Hancock called on residents of the Denver area to step up.
But if we're going to reverse the trend, we must move now with additional measures before more drastic steps have to be taken.
Polis encouraged schools to continue teaching in person for kindergarten through fifth grade, but advised that high school students should be learning remotely. And as indoor dining in Denver shuts down due to these new regulations, restaurant owners are doing their best to prepare. Beth Gruich owns several eateries in Denver. She's hoping takeout and an investment in tents and heaters for the patio will help her get through winter.
Losing all of our indoor seating is really tough, especially with when the weather hits and starts to come in. We've been very fortunate with nice weather. So it's scary. It's really scary.
Outdoor seating will be limited to people from the same household. Christmas tree cutting in some national forests in Colorado could be affected by wildfire and the pandemic. The U.S. Forest Service says it's still considering plans specifically for the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forests and will release details later this month. A few national forests are already selling permits to cut down Christmas trees in the state. They include the White River and the Pike and San Isabel National Forests. And still ahead on CPR News, When Colorado lawmakers are in session, Republican Senator Kevin Priola is known for working across the aisle with Democrats. But when the election season arrives, he's one of their biggest targets.
If you were a candidate that was able to fend off what is obviously a big blue wave in Colorado, congratulations.
How one down-ballot Republican is holding on in an increasingly blue district and what it could mean for the future of his party in the state. That's in about 10 minutes. This is CPR News.